Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Space News Pod. This is a show where we discuss SpaceX, NASA, and spaceflight. I'm your host, Will Walden. The inaugural flight of the Polaris program, which is a private astronaut mission, has been rescheduled. Initially planned for late of 2022, the mission, known as Polaris Dawn, is now slated for April of 2024. This announcement marks a considerable delay, extending the wait for this groundbreaking venture by nearly a year and a half. Now, Jared Isaacman, the billionaire entrepreneur spearheading the Polaris program, shared this update via social media. He's not only the financial muscle behind the project, but also serves as the commander of the first mission. Isaacman's involvement with SpaceX, the aerospace manufacturer and space transportation company, is central to the mission's development. Now, the April 2024 launch goal comes amid an intensifying training regimen for the team. Isaacman's recent visit to SpaceX for testing an extravehicular activity, EVA, spacesuits highlights the mission's complex preparations. These suits, essential for spacewalks, are a crucial component of Polaris Dawn, showcasing the mission's technical and logistical challenges. Now, one of the major objectives of Polaris Dawn is to conduct a spacewalk, a task requiring significant advancements in both EVA suits and spacecraft modifications. Unlike typical pressure suits used in space missions, these EVA suits withstand the vacuum of space. Moreover, adapting the Crew Dragon spacecraft, which currently lacks an airlock, adds another layer of complexity. Isaacman pointed out the substantial differences between pressure suits and the newly engineered EVA suits. The Crew Dragon's alteration is necessary for the spacewalk, involving changes in both its software and its hardware to manage cabin pressurization and repressurization. And besides the EVA suit and Crew Dragon modifications, the mission faces other technical challenges too. These include establishing inter-satellite laser communications between the spacecraft and SpaceX's Starlink satellites and adapting the electronics for the heightened radiation levels the mission will encounter. The revised orbit for Polaris Dawn presents its own set of challenges. The Crew Dragon will venture to altitudes of up to 1,400 kilometers, significantly higher than its previous missions. This brings the spacecraft close to the Van Allen radiation belt, a region known for its high energy particles, and the delay of Polaris Dawn has been a developing story since its initial announcement. Isaacman, who previously led the Inspiration 4 mission, revealed the Polaris program in early of 2022 with a proposed launch window in late of 2022. However, the timeline has been shifting ever since. Throughout 2022 and 2023, Isaacman provided updates on the mission's progress and its shifting schedule. While optimism was high for a summer launch, it soon became clear that more time was needed. Isaacman's comments in various forums indicated a likely early 2024 launch, which has now been confirmed for April. The Polaris program's public communication has been sparse, with only a few updates in the most recent months. And the program's website has not released a formal update since May, and the most recent information has come from Isaacman's social media posts and public appearances. Polaris Dawn aims to be a pathfinder in private space missions. Its objectives include conducting the first commercial spacewalk and testing new technologies in space. And the mission's crew comprises of Jared Isaacman, pilot Scott Petit, a senior SpaceX ground controller Sarah Gillis, and Anna Menon. It also continues the philanthropic efforts started with Inspiration 4, raising funds for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Now, Isaacman's recent posts shed light on the various technical hurdles facing the mission. These include designing new spacesuits for spacewalks, modifying the Crew Dragon for depressurization and repressurization, and also addressing challenges with the inter-satellite laser experiment, and managing the efforts of increasing radiation on the spacecraft's avionics while it advances higher into space. Now, the broader Polaris program, still in its early stages, has huge plans beyond Polaris Dawn. Isaacman has expressed interest in using SpaceX's Starship for future missions, and has proposed aiding NASA with the Hubble Space Telescope. Meanwhile, Starship itself faces its own technical challenges, having yet to complete a successful Earth-circling mission. NASA's Artemis program, which plans to use Starship for future moon missions, has also seen delays. Artemis 3, the first human moon landing with Starship, is now expected no earlier than 2027. Now, despite these setbacks, NASA remains adaptable, moving forward with other missions like Artemis 2, scheduled for late 2024, using the Orion spacecraft. The delay for Polaris Dawn reflects the inherent challenges in pushing the boundaries of space exploration. As private space ventures become more prevalent, they navigate a complex array of technical, logistical, and regulatory challenges. This mission in particular is testing new tech and approaches that could shape the future of human spaceflight. And Polaris Dawn's rescheduled launch in April of 2024 is more than just another space mission. It symbolizes a greater, growing partnership between private enterprises like SpaceX and private people like Jared Isaacman and the crew of Polaris Dawn, and they're going to be partnering with NASA in the future, hopefully. It's shaping a new era of space exploration, the privatization of space. Now, this is an ambitious goal, and the mission is going to prepare for the next few months, get ready for an April launch, hopefully, and maybe we'll get to the Van Allen radiation belt. That would be an amazing feat by this crew, and I'm here for you. If you want more information, please stay tuned. Thank you so much for tuning into the show today. I really do appreciate your support throughout the years that I've been doing this show. Now, if you want to support us even more, hit the subscribe or the follow button on your podcast platform that you're listening on right now. Helps us out just a little bit. We get a new listener, which is awesome. Welcome to the Flight Club if you hit the subscribe button. We do appreciate you. And if you want to help more, go to patreon.com/stagezero, StageZero, and you can help us out over there and support our show. And we have a lot of Patreon supporters that continue to support us throughout the months. So without you, we couldn't do it. Also, I want to say thank you to our sponsor, StarshipShirts.com. If you want to get Starship inspired and SpaceX inspired and NASA inspired gear, go over there, starshipshirts.com, and pick yourself up a t-shirt. Any size, they ship anywhere, and they're printed just for you. Also, every episode of the show is about 10 minutes or under. We post every single day. So make sure to hit the subscribe button so you get all the latest news from NASA, SpaceX, and other spaceflight companies. Please take care of yourselves and each other, and I will see you tomorrow.